How can any man say that he loves God, whom he cannot see, and not love his brothers, who he sees daily? That's what I want to talk about this morning. Love. True love. Unconditional love. Before I come to you with the word this morning, I would like the choir to bless us with a song.
Who's got Oye tonight in Atlanta? Swear to God, pop-up podcast. This is what we're doing, man.
It's new. It's innovating. It's different. There's no schedule. There's no schedule to this shit.
And we are back to live action just like that. Host God Oye, swear to God, pop-up podcast, ATL Podcast Network. What's up, people? I'm back. I ain't going nowhere. I'm still here, baby. I'm still here, still living, still blessed, and still trying to get understanding. So let's get right into it, man. If you love somebody, if you love them, if you care for them, if you appreciate them, tell them. Tell them right now. Like, stop playing this recording. Stop playing the show. Pick up your phone. Call somebody. Go knock on your kid's door. Go to your mother's house. Go to your father's house. Call your cousins. Call your day ones. Tell them. Text them. Do something. Life is short, man. It's short. And it gets shorter every day you live it. I hope you understand that. Every day you get to live is a day closer to you dying. And what a lot of people don't understand is that love that you have, if you pass unexpectedly, and the people around you, the people that you love, the people that love you, if that sentiment wasn't exchanged, if you hadn't said it in a while, here's what happens. You pass. And people go, oh my God, I can't believe she's gone. I can't believe he's gone. You know why? Because what you had on your chest, neither one of y'all got a chance to get it off. We don't know when it's your time to go. I don't know when it's my time to go. That's another reason why I do the Swear to God Pop Up Podcast, because like I want my kids to be able to listen to daddy's voice later if for whatever reason I'm not here. And kind of get a glimpse of the type of man I was, type of person I was at different points in my life. I had a homeboy. It's my high school teammate, man. High school teammate. That's how long we've been friends. He's more like a brother. He was like a brother to me when I was like 16, 17 years old and had no clue what this world was about. Him and his family. Him, his moms, and his pops. And his two beautiful sisters, man, they allowed me to move into their crib as a high school student. I was his teammate. I was going through it with my moms. I needed somewhere to stay so I could still go to school and play ball. And he let me crash with him at his crib, man. And his family opened up and they fed me and all that, man. I love the Edges, for real. They held me down crazy. And I'm on Facebook scrolling. And I see that, you know, one of his sisters, man, passed recently. And it was his mom's that put the post up. And I'm reading it and I'm shedding a tear like, yo, like that's crazy. You know, and we're grown now. We're both adults. We live in different states. We got, you know, our own families and kids and responsibilities. So we don't chop it up. We don't see each other. We don't communicate, but the love is still there. The love is still there. And it's crazy, man. Like, you don't know. I remember when my pops passed. I think on one of the old podcasts I talked about, I remember when my pops passed. And the reason why I was able to deal with that, how I dealt with it, was because I knew my pops loved me. there were a lot of people that were around that didn't fully understand, you know, where they stood with him when he passed. So they had a hard time coming to grips that he was gone. See, when you don't know where you stand with somebody and they unexpectedly pass away, or you unexpectedly pass away, it leaves a lot of confusion, it leaves a lot of unknown, it leaves a lot of misunderstanding. So tell somebody, reach out to somebody, call your brothers, call your friends, call your sisters, somebody you went to, and not just your immediate friends. I don't know, you know, we're all older adults now. I've had friends, I've been making friends since I was 7. You feel me? So like people from 40 to people from uptown in the Bronx, 158th between Eagle and Caldwell. When I moved uptown, to my people out in Queens, Flushing, Head. You know what I mean? When I moved to Birmingham, my whole family at UAB and Miles, and like it goes on and on. Reach out to your people, man. Host God Oye, Swear to God Pop Up Podcast. Love. It ain't just the Brooklyn way. It's the human way. Let's spread it. Quicker you spread it, quicker you're gonna get some understanding. The better your life can be, as long as you can live it. Yeah.